come to the right place to make changes happen fast, effectively, and under your terms. Do you know what hypnotism is all about? Well, you're going to learn about that today as well. Jonathan Nann, you are the man, the hypnotist in the room. And today we are talking about limiting beliefs. I'm going to recommend you go back in time and listen to the previous episodes. They set you up nicely for what we're talking about today, and you can make your life better. I'm Mike Wixon. Jonathan Nann, how are you, buddy?
I am doing great.
Good.
I am doing great. And it's great to be back on the mic. And thank you all for chiming in. Not chiming in, just listening.
Yeah, they are chiming in. I can hear the chimes. By the way, I will say this. Some of the impact in my own life from the previous episodes has been really remarkable.
That's right.
It's really remarkable, the things that you've taught us in the previous episodes. So please go back, subscribe, and tell a friend, because I think that you'll find this a very entertaining and very enlightening podcast. I just described you off air as a good vibe in the room.
Thank you so much. Awesome. So great to have everybody back here. And today we're talking about limiting beliefs. And what are those? So hopefully you guys have followed along. If not, like Mike was saying, go back, check it out. Lots of gold here, because I want to make the most out of your time and really make some changes. Even though we're not talking one-on-one, you're here listening to me, and this might just be enough for you. If not, you know where to find me, or you will know where to find me. So we're talking about limiting beliefs today. And what are they? So Mike, what is a limiting belief in your mind?
Oh, well, that I can only achieve this, or I only deserve that.
Yeah, only this, only that. Telling yourself what you can or can't do. And most of the times with limiting beliefs, we're talking about things that you can't do. So these are unresourceful things, ideas that we hold on to, we tell ourselves, and we act like they're true. And that's important, because we act like they're true. But you have to really look at them and say, are they really true? So let's think of some examples, right? So what are common limiting beliefs that you might think of? So I can't live without a certain food. I can't live without bread. I have to have my pasta. I have to have my rice. These things, right? Another fun one.
I have to have all of them on one plate in a bowl, preferably, actually.
Like literally, I can't live without them.
Right.
Now, how true is that, right? So I can't, anytime you say I can't something, ask yourself how true that is. Right? Even like, I can't cook. Like how many people say that? And if you say that, is it really true you can't cook? You can't cook a single thing? Another thing that you want to think about, not only I can't statements, but things where you're saying something is hard, something is difficult, something is impossible. These things are all limiting you, and they're limiting you not necessarily completely. You're like, I could do it, but it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
But listen to, you know, consider the words that you're saying and see how true that actually is. Or very easily, if you change how you approach these things, you'll find that your mindset, your outlook, and how you approach a lot of these things will change, which is really fascinating. So what, anything here that you're telling yourself, Mike, I'm asking you.
Okay.
What's something that you tell yourself every day, every week, on a regular basis that you can share, that could be a limiting belief?
Oh, that's a great question. I can't live without coffee.
I can't live without coffee.
There it is, right there.
Yeah. Coffee is great. I feel exactly the same way.
Delicious coffee.
It's so good.
It is really good.
Yeah. I would not want to live without it. I would not want to live without it.
I can't live without it.
Well, what would happen if you didn't have it?
I would drink tea, I guess.
So if you didn't have it, it's not an absolute, right?
Right.
And something like coffee, it's great. A lot of people enjoy it. Like you enjoy it, I enjoy it. And it's not something that you necessarily have to give up, right? But if you're talking about something like I just can't lose weight, right? So you say that I can't lose weight. How, again, I think we mentioned in an earlier episode, like how often do you want to actually be wrong, right? You're talking about your unconscious mind. It's listening. You're saying things like, I can't lose weight. I'm just this way. This is how I'm going to be for the rest of my life. And then your unconscious mind that's listening is saying, oh, okay, that's easy. We can do that.
Yeah, right? That's it. We can deliver on that quickly.
Yeah, super simple, right? And then you might also say, oh, it's going to be hard to lose weight. it's going to be the worst thing ever. Like, I got to do all these things. I can never do it. And it's going to be so difficult, right? If you tell yourself all of these things, why would you want to do that?
That's a good point. You're selling yourself really down the wrong route to, I don't want to do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? You look at something and it's terrible. It's like, it's funny. I was speaking with someone and they were saying, everything that happens to me is terrible. Right? So I said, hey, if you were to choose a television show, you wanted to watch something on TV, would you choose something that's fun and would make you feel good and energize you and like just you'd have a lot of fun? Or would you pick something that's just like terrible? You know that when you watch it, you're going to feel like garbage and you're just not going to be happy. What would you choose if you were picking a television show? What would you choose?
I would choose the happy show for sure.
The happy show, exactly. So then when you look back at your own life and you look at how you're framing your own life, why are you telling yourself all these things where, oh, everything's going to be difficult, only bad things happen to me, everything is terrible? Like, you're watching that show of your life, right? Mm-hmm. Why not say, hey, or really look and consider. And sometimes the more that you do it and the more that you look for these positive things, it can be easier and easier to see them without having to actually make an effort of it. So we're talking about limiting beliefs. How do you move past that, right? So moving things into a process and also using something called an empowering question. So we'll talk about process first.
Sure.
If you say, I can't cook, it's a statement, right? This is where you are. I can't cook, right? You could change it to, I can't cook yet, which moves you forward. You're like, oh, I can't cook yet, but eventually I could eventually learn to cook.
I can't cook many things yet.
Exactly.
But soon I will.
Exactly. Or, you know, I'm learning how to cook.
Right.
Right? You're doing something. If you're stuck, if you're saying things where you're like, this is a statement and I'm going to be stuck in it, then it's so easy to stay stuck. But if you start saying like, I can't do something yet, I'm not ready for this yet, then there's an opening to move forward. So that's one thing. The other thing, rather than saying these things to yourself, right, like, we'll stay on this cooking theme because that's where we are.
Hey, we're all foodies to some degree.
Of course.
I gotcha.
And especially we're recording this in the middle of the pandemic. So I'm sure a lot of people, if you're saying to yourself that you can't cook, really consider that because...
Now's the time.
Now's the time.
Yeah.
Right? And come on, like maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, there's no YouTube. There's no all of these things.
Right.
Now you have all the resources in front of you. You can access these things. So what if we're talking about cooking, an empowering question could be, what will you do today to move forward to cooking your first meal? And how awesome will you feel when you have that on your table?
It's funny that you say that because I think about that with weight loss. Mm. Well, it's hard to lose weight. I'm never going to be any thinner than I am now. I'm never going to be healthier than I am now.
Yeah.
But at the end of your first aerobics class or walk or workout of any sort after a day of eating properly, you're going to feel better about yourself than you have in a long time.
Exactly.
So you could be saying pretty soon, I'm going to feel great about myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every day.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You want to point your unconscious mind. So we're talking about like with hypnosis, we're accessing this part of you that just kind of runs all the things under the surface. And that's why things become easy. After you go through a round of hypnosis with someone, you speak with a hypnotist, they can show you how to access that and give you some positive beliefs that install, which basically mean become a part of you. So then in a way you can do this on your own where the things that you tell yourself are accepted by your unconscious mind so that you can move forward towards those things. It's just basically like setting a target. So using an empowering question, you ask yourself what questions and how questions. You want to say, what can I do? Or even better, what will I do? Which presupposes the fact that you are going to do something. And you can use how questions to either say how you will do it, or ask yourself how you will do it, or ask, or kind of almost state how much better you'll be feeling by the time you accomplish whatever you were working towards.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, that's simple little things like that, but really consider, and what I'd like all of you listening to consider is take a look at these limiting beliefs that you may hold and you may begin to identify after listening to this episode. And ask yourself, what limiting belief is holding you back right now from doing the things that you want to do? And how will you begin to question, change, and remove that limiting belief from your life? And I'll leave you guys with that. Think about that. And
this is a launch pad, actually, mm-hmm. For how you think. Mm-hmm. Because if you eliminate the impossibilities from your life, then the possibilities are endless.
That's right. And the thing is, there's very little things that are actually impossible. If you really think about it, like, there are things that are not maybe easy to get to, yep. or you may not be willing to put in the time or do the things that need to get you to that point, but it doesn't mean that you are not able to do them.
People want to know more. How can they reach out to you?
So follow me on Facebook at Curate and Upgrade. Follow me on Instagram as well at Curate and Upgrade. That's where you can find out more about me. And for podcast listeners, check me out at my website, curateandupgrade.ca/pod offer. I'm going to be putting all as much awesome stuff there for you guys to make your lives better.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Catch you next time.